Welcome to the Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast. On each and every episode, Brian talks with coaches, athletes, and performers in all arenas who are putting into practice the principles of peak performance that will help you close the gap from where you are to where you want to be, to help you become a master of the mental game, and to help you start dominating the day.
Doing Brian Kane with the Peak Performance Podcast here, and we are recording live in a duck blind in Corsicana, Texas, with Corsicana High School baseball coach Heath Autry, who has coached some of the biggest names in baseball and has been a subscriber to the Peak Performance System now for many years, member of the inner circle. Heath, appreciate you taking time out of this duck blind here to talk with us about the mental game, my man.
Oh, I love it. I'm glad to. Glad you're here.
Hey, you know, for the listeners, if there are some ducks that are in sight, we will keep this recording live and pull the trigger, hopefully in an attempt to get my first duck. But Heath, if you would, could you give our listeners kind of the background in your baseball coaching experience and how you got to where you are today?
Well, I started off coaching at the University of Texas Pan American and came to Navarro College with Skip Johnson, and been around a lot and coached a lot of select teams in the summer, with the Dallas Tigers, Texas Collegiate League, kind of been all over the place. But been blessed to coach some really good players, and Paul Goldschmidt, and Brandon Belt, and Clayton Kershaw, Corey Kluber. So I've been blessed through baseball to meet some really good kids.
You know, you've had a chance to coach a lot of Major League Baseball all-stars, and you've coached at the college level, coached at the high school level, at the select level. What's your favorite level of coaching athletes and why, Heath?
Junior college baseball is my favorite just because they don't have the rules that and limitations that they do in NCAA. But junior college baseball and coaching youth baseball is a lot of fun. You know, the youth are eager to learn and soak everything in, and you can influence them in a positive way. And junior college kids are hungry to move on to Division I schools and or get drafted, and so, you know, they're ready to work and they're eager to learn also.
Now, you've been coaching the mental game for a long time. Kind of, how did you get turned on to the mental game?
8 years ago, I read the Mental Game of Baseball when I was a kid, and then 8 years ago, I ran into you somewhere, and I've been applying it in high school for 8 years, and it's not only changed my players and the culture in our programs, but it's changed me as a coach for the better.
In what ways has that had a positive effect on your program and on you as a coach?
Well, it helped me as a coach adapt to the modern players and relate to them and get through to them, and it's helped the culture of our program by having focusing on the process, the daily process of getting things done, and not just focused on winning ball games and influencing young men in a positive way and you know, doing our best to change their lives. We want them to be productive adults and good husbands and good teammates and just good people. And it's really, you know, the Pride program and all the peak performance stuff is really really changed the culture of our program, and it gives the kids something that to share in common and with the power statements, the mission statements, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to see the kids take it and learn from it.
You know, Heath, one of the parts of the mental game now that I try to teach is take everything for that was the Pride program, or, you know, the 8 traits of greatness and things we've talked about in the past, and try to bring them into what I would call the 12 pillars of peak performance, with, you know, pillar number one being training an elite mindset. What are the things that you do as a high school baseball coach to try to train an elite mindset in your players?
Well, I think first of all, it's something that you have to do daily, and I believe that the mental side of the game it can be trained, and so we do things daily. We have Wooden Wednesday. We talk about John Wooden stuff, and then we apply a lot of the peak performance stuff. We read articles. We post signs of success everywhere. I have the kids read chapters of some of the books and then present it to the team. We meet in the dugout before practice for a couple of minutes and discuss how we're going to go about our business before practice. In the games, we try to focus on playing the game against ourselves and not against our opponent.
You know, I went to see the movie Creed last night with, I don't know if that's the fifth or the sixth. I think it's the sixth Rocky movie. Might be the seventh. I don't know. And one of the things that, you know, Sylvester Stallone, Rocky, says to Adonis Creed, the son of Apollo Creed, is he says, hey, it's one step, one punch, one round, you got to fight your fight. And I think that's what you're talking about play against the game. How talk a little more about playing against the game and fighting your fight against yourself or the game to be your best and not playing the opponent.
Well, I mean, like you say, I mean, you have to be in control of yourself before you can be in control of your performance. And you know, I think the biggest thing with the peak performance stuff that I've learned from you is the kids actually, they learn their red lights, they learn their yellow lights, they learn how to make adjustments pitch to pitch and change their thoughts when they get distracted and get back into the present moment and really focus on the pitch and focus on breathing instead of focusing on the score or the opponent or the everything you can't control that's out of your control. And so it's really neat to see the kids step out of the box, go through their routines that they've learned because we work on them in batting practice and to see the pitcher step off and get locked back in and get back on the rubber and be ready. Those are the things that are priceless when you're a coach, when you see the kids actually applying it and doing it themselves without you having to talk about it.
Now, you're the head coach of, the Dallas Banditos, who are ranked number one in the country by Perfect Game, 13 and under. And talk about kind of the age of which you would start to coach the mental game. I know you've got children of your own and have coached all ages. What do you think is the ideal age to start coaching the mental game?
I don't think you can start early enough as far as just talking about it. I mean, my 12-year-olds this year, I mean, we talk about it all the time, just the process and focusing on what it takes to be the number one team in the country, which is not only they have to be talented, obviously, but their work ethic every day, how they think, how they think when they're off the field, how they prepare. And not only that, but it's really helped our parents. I send weekly emails to our parents with articles for them to read, and just keywords like our signs of success, like compared to what and so forth. I'll send it to the parents so that if the parents are talking about it at home, then that's going to help the kid. I mean, I think in youth baseball, 97% of the problem is parents and putting too much pressure and expectations on these kids. And we have a really good group of kids, and we've been working on it since they're 10 years old. So I don't really think you can start too early, but you just don't want to go in too in-depth. But we've been doing it for 3 years now, and it's paid off, and it's really paid off.
Heath, if you would, give us a quick little duck call as I just saw one emerge. Let's see if we can get that guy over here real quick, because I'd love to get a gunshot on camera. Very good. We'll see if we got any action. No, that's actually just a bird. Fantastic. Heath, you know, the second pillar of peak performance is to establish and enhance a championship culture. And you've talked a little bit earlier about training that culture. What's the culture that you guys have got going right now at your current place where you're high school baseball coach at Corsicana? What are the core values of your program?
I mean, I think it's funny you say that because we've been focusing on culture this whole offseason. Being good students, being good people in the community, and being leaders in the school, and then being a good athlete and training your mind first and then in your body second. I mean, our kids are some of our core, I guess, covenants would be mindset, selfless. I mean, there's several of them. I think we have four or five of them right now that we're attitude, intensity, effort. You know, we talk about one word a week, and we're actually in the process of developing our 2016 mission statement at this time. We'll have it done by the end of January. But I let the kids do it. They come up with it, and then we put it together, and then I bounce it by you, and then we'll print it up on big old signs and hang it everywhere in the locker room. And it's, our culture is we want to be a good person first and an athlete second. And the kids have really bought into it, and it's really neat.
Heath, if you would, talk about some of the books that you read or that you've read that you think have had the biggest impact in your development as a coach.
I think number one is The Mental Game of Baseball. I read it when I was a player. My parents read it, which really helped. And Heads Up Baseball, unbelievable book. I've read all of John Wooden's books, and he obviously everybody knows who he is. Let's see, American Sniper. I think relentlessness and passion and caring for other people, Lone Survivor, all those books, you know, I mean, I like reading those type of books. Those are some of the main books that I've read, but I'd say Heads Up Baseball and The Mental Game of Baseball are probably the two biggest ones as far as the baseball side of it.
I would like to be a, American Sniper on a duck right here if we could get one to come flying. I wish we'll have to post a couple pictures here with this podcast of where we're standing right here because it's a little slice of heaven somewhere here in Texas. But Heath, of all the aspects of the mental game that you now implement in your program, if you could go back and speak to Heath Autry, you know, the young first-year coach who was just getting started in coaching the mental game, what would you tell that guy?
I would say that just to be able to adapt, you know, it doesn't have to be your way. You have to find whatever it takes to connect with your players and for your players to buy into understanding that 90% of baseball is mental and 10% is physical. And you know, we don't want prospects that can't play because they can't handle things. And so we would rather have guys that are mentally tough than that throw 85 miles an hour instead of guys that aren't that throw 95 and that can't throw strikes. And so I would say just be able to adapt, have enthusiasm, and make sure your players know that you care about them as a person first, not just as a player.
You know, let's talk about you now from a personal standpoint and some of the things that you feel like you do as part of your routine that make you the success that you are.
Well, I think you have to have mentors, and you have to have people that are smarter than you, that are wise, and I've been blessed with guys like you and Skip Johnson and Tim Tadlock and Jim Schlossnagel and Todd Whitting and Frank Anderson and Ty Harrington at Texas State. I mean, just being able to, and Matt Deggs at Sam Houston State is one of my huge mentors on the offensive side. I mean, just being able to build relationships and learn from guys that have been around and are proven winners. And I think that's one of the biggest things with me.
Well, Heath, as the rest of our duck hunting crew comes in with two of the larger ducks I've ever seen, as we go to break this down here, congratulations, gentlemen. Heath, what's the best way for people to stay in touch with you here through the podcast? Is there a Twitter handle they can follow you at?
Yeah, they can follow me at HAUTREY11 on Twitter or Heath Autry on Instagram. And Corsa County Baseball on Twitter. But yeah, they can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. That's about it. I'm not too tech savvy, but you're changing me year to year.
Well, it's a growth process. We're going to do a little ad-lib in here. Matt Morris, member of the Brian Kane Peak Performance Inner Circle. You just shot your first duck.
I did.
How's it going through your mind right now? How was it?
Oh, just really trying to stay present, be in the moment, breathe. After that first shot, you got to keep coming, though. If sometimes one doesn't get it done, you got to move on quickly and keep competing.
So you had to make a decision, right? We know that life, sometimes people see what they do as sacrifices, and it's not sacrifices, it's decisions. You made a decision to hike about 500 yards over that ravine right there, and it obviously paid off.
For sure it did. I saw the opportunity, and I felt like I could go make it happen if I took the journey with my friend Tim over there. And you know, we just went out there and we crossed over the hill and saw three sitting ducks, so we took care of all three.
I love it. And actually here with a fourth member of our hunting crew here. Tim, you had a little stint in the NFL as a punter, and we're a punter at Arizona State. Tell us about the mental aspect of punting. What's the most important aspect of the mental game when it comes as a punter?
A mental game, I would have to say focus. It's all about being focused. Prep. There's a lot of preparation in it. A lot of people think special teams are just a couple of wild guys going out there kicking or punting, and it's not like that at all. It is tremendously challenging. You got to consider the drop. You got to consider the weather conditions. You got to consider the snap. It doesn't start with you, but it ends with you. So the prep mentally is to stay focused and like my look at those geese, dude. Look at that.
Okay, this is the end of the... Actually, we're going to keep recording live here. Can we get those over here?
Yeah, hang on.
All right, this is about to get real. So we're going to leave this phone rolling. Here we go. It's about to get real. There is about 100 geese flying in a V right in front of us. And they're heading this way. It's about
together.
There are like 8 of those ducks put together. They're so awesome.
Oh.
Son of a bitch. Right in the middle of the interview. That's
damn classic. Well, that one got away. Yeah, that 100 got away.
That's
a good V. I'm going to try to take a pic of that. Ask him. Let's see here.
Slow it down. Two of them want to drop down.
Yeah, the two in the front. Those are the two you want to drop.
They're the leaders, yeah.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Potential Apparel. Potential Apparel is on a mission to inspire athletes to reach their true potential. If you're serious about reaching yours, then you have to go check them out. They make awesome clothing for dedicated and committed athletes. I'm a huge supporter of what they're doing, and that's why I wear their clothing with pride. Make a statement and join the movement today at potentialapparel.com. Be sure you use promo code Brian Kane with a space between Brian and Kane for 15% off on your first order. Dominate the day with Potential Apparel.
Thanks for listening to the Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast. Please make sure that you visit briankane.com. That's briankane.com. And sign up for my Monday message, where every Monday I deliver straight to your inbox videos, interviews, articles, tips, techniques, and strategies that you can use to master the mental game. You can also contact me through my website on our Contact Us page and see my calendar of where I'm going to be in the country and when I'm coming to your area so that we can get together and that we can continue to go out there and dominate the day.
This is a production of Corn Belt Sports. The Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast is part of the Top Coach Network.